Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott. Now, we were talking last week about how blokes are quite rubbish at crying and they shouldn't do it. But girls make up for it because they are so good at it. Girls are brilliant at crying. Now, there's this lady in America who cries when she watches films, like a lot of people do. Sometimes the films are sad. She even cries at happy films sometimes. But what makes this extra good is that her husband now videos her crying after they've watched a DVD and then puts it on the internet for us all to enjoy.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah. So, play along at home. Imagine they've just watched a DVD. Husband videos it, puts it straight on the internet, okay? Play along if you're on the way home from work at the moment or school. And guess what film the lady is crying at just from the crying?
It's okay.
I'm okay and I don't think that it's funny. It's really sad.
I don't think it's funny.
I don't think it's funny.
But everyone's happy in the end. And he got to take his father home.
Oh, so everyone's happy in the end. Got to take his father home. Any ideas?
Lion King?
Nope. Here's another clue.
Was it sad when he said that he wanted to see his son for the first time with his real eyes?
Yes, it was really sad that he wanted to see his son. And he never even got to see him. And he just did it off the truck. And he just lived family trying to see his babies and grow up with them. And he could raise them the right way. But it all turned out bad. And he was a very innocent party. And they got...
I've got no idea what she's saying at all.
I speak girl, and even I don't understand that. That's quite difficult to translate.
See, I thought you would have got that because you speak girl.
No, it's really difficult. Maybe if we slow it down a bit, but at the moment...
I've got absolutely no idea. It was just a blubbing noise. Any idea?
Hangover?
No.
Oh, it's going to be one of those really big films. Hang on, let me just look at the text.
Like The Hangover wasn't a big film.
No, but like a big classic film. It's Star Wars...
Ash and Uxbridge has got it right.
It's Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Are you going to be okay?
Then R2-D2 get put back together.
Yes!
Does R2-D... Yeah, R2-D2 gets put back together.
But I didn't see him get put back together.
He was at the very end of the movie. Him and C-3PO were together.
She actually cried at Return of the Jedi, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You cry at films, Becky?
Some. I think I cried at Marley and Me, but...
Yeah, I cried at that. Tabs has been on. So, I cried at Return of the Jedi. It is actually really sad. The only film I cry at. And then there are people that just cry at everything. Like Jack's housemate in Worcester. She even cries at those donkey adverts on TV. Yeah, Marley and Me, a lot of people cry at that. A lot.
Lion King.
Someone's brother cried at Short Circuit. Now, I've got another one here. This is a lady in America who cries at sad films, cries at happy films, then her husband videos it and puts it on the internet. It's good. So, from the crying, work out what film she's talking about here, please. Play along at home, please.
He's like, pull the guy, he's like...
He finally stood up and they kissed.
High School Musical.
No, next clue.
I didn't like how he was mean a bit. Could have been a little nicer.
He could have been nicer to him. Oh, when he told him to wax the car twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, his family's happy.
The brother had the suit on and he worked in an office and the girl wasn't like a loser.
Could have been nicer to Biff.
Oh, Biff. Oh, Back to the Future.
Let's see.
I know, hey. And his wife loved each other and she wasn't even an alcoholic anymore. She was happy and she was healthy and they like were all cute together and she was a better mom. And they had like a better house and a better life.
And the mother wasn't an alcoholic. What are you saying?
Back to the Future, but don't ask me if it was the cowboy one or the other one, because I always get confused.
It's the first one, the good one. So talk about this lady in America who cries at films, any film really, happy, sad, she'll cry at it, her husband videos it, puts it on the internet.
I know, and then his wife loved each other and she wasn't even an alcoholic anymore. She was.
If you don't speak, girl, that was her describing the end of Back to the Future. A bit more.
Me and she was healthy and they like were all cute together and she was a better mom.
No, it
wasn't sad, was it, Back to the Future?
Well, she cried.
No, it's not at all.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Kirsty.
Hi, Kirsty. What are you saying?
Over the rainbow, the result show on a Sunday night always makes me cry. When they got on the moon, have to give their slippers back and sing Over the Rainbow on the Moon.
So when Graham Norton goes, OK, it's time to hand your shoes back, and they go off on that rubbish moon...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not rubbish.
It is quite rubbish.
Very sad.
Come on. They're going on a on a cardboard moon to nowhere, just to the other end of the studio.
Do you think they just? How long do you think they hang there at the side of the stage before someone lets them down?
Well, hope it's not too long.
I think at least half an hour.
Yeah, I'd quite like them to get there for a while.
They're still up there when the lottery's on, aren't they?
Oh yeah. Okay, well is it proper blubbing or is it just a little tear?
Well, I think as the weeks go on, it's going to get worse.
Why do you watch it if it makes you sad?
Because I like it other than that. Okay. I like to see the songs they sing.
Okay, let me know. When you hear this, right, do you start to well up just a little bit?
It's time to hand back your shoes, so if you want to go over there...
No. How's that making you feel?
No, I must have to watch it. It's a visual effect. It makes
it's time
me
to
sad.
Hand back your shoes, so if you want to go over there...
That doesn't do anything for you at all.
Not really, no.
Okay, right. Well, if we got a rubbish moon in tomorrow...
If you sit on it and sing Over the Rainbow, that might make me cry.
It's enough to make anyone cry.
That's right. Love you!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh! What's occurring?
All right, it's 5:21. Let's play our daily quiz. Oh, what's occurring? All right, Mark...
Hello, Scott.
You're okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. How was your weekend?
It was good.
You had a little barbecue, did you?
Yeah, I did with my housemates.
Oh, I want a barbecue.
I can see mine out the window right now. It looks rather burnt.
Right.
Did you not clean it afterwards, or...?
Nah, we'll just leave it. The rain will clean it.
See, I don't have a barbecue, I don't possess, because I live in London, which means you don't have really outside space. But I'm thinking of getting a disposable and just maybe doing it on one of my balconies.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in the lounge then. I was like, that's not to be
advised. No.
Do you remember when we wanted a barbecue in the studio and we emailed, you know, in the BBC you have to email a health and safety person to ask whether it's okay?
Yeah.
And bless him, he did try and sort it out for us to be able to have a barbecue. Like,
in here?
In the studio.
Yeah.
He said, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to get it done today. I think I asked about 6 and I think he thought I wanted it by 7. But he said within 24 hours we could get it sorted.
He just makes it happen.
He does.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to get back onto him so you can have one for next week.
Was it a success, your barbecue, Mark?
Yeah, it was a success.
Good.
Lovely food.
Lovely. Are you still continuing the dream?
I am still continuing the dream. I don't know why I said that.
I love it. You've been on for one day and you've got a catchphrase all to yourself. Really good. Okay, let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring? Are we all ready?
Yep.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's your first situation. Becky, question. If I was to give you a pay rise tomorrow, and you've got loads more money, right? Loads more.
How much?
A lot more than you get now.
30 grand?
Like I said, a lot more than you get now. Do you think you would stop stealing things from the office?
What? I've never stolen anything.
Oh, if you had more cash, though, would you stop stealing stuff from the upstairs in the office?
Well, I've never taken anything.
No, but you do.
Like what?
Well, you
okay,
know.
I might have taken Love It magazine.
Yes.
I might have taken a couple of pens, but I didn't realise. I thought everyone just took pens.
Excellent. You've fallen
like, you
into
take
my,
them by mistake.
You've fallen
you?
Into my trap right there.
What? Is this
well,
a confession?
You just admitted that you're a thief.
Yeah, but only because you kind of gave me that look of like, I know what you've taken, so you might as well own up to it. So
falling into the trap. Mark, would you stop stealing things from the office if you got loads more money?
No, never.
No, exactly. Now, You know the people of Stupid Street? Do you think we could get them to fall into that same trap? We sent Smooth Talking Dan onto Stupid Street to talk to five people.
Did he ask you to call him that?
No, I just made it up because he is quite a smooth talker. Anyway, Smooth Talking Dan went out to Stupid Street, but how many of them would unwittingly admit to theft when he asked them the question, if you got a big pay rise, would you stop stealing from work? Out of five people on Stupid Street, how many of them admitted to being a thief? Becky.
Five.
It's a good trap.
I just got nervous.
Becky says five. Mark?
Four.
Mark says four. Let's find out. Here is Smooth Talking Dan on Stupid Street, trapping the criminals with his smooth talking ways.
What's your name?
Tom.
If you had a pay rise, Tom, at work tomorrow, would you stop stealing stuff from work?
I don't steal stuff from work anyway.
Not at all, not even a little bit.
Probably the old paperclip, I must admit.
Yes! First confession.
I like those headphones that you've got around your neck, they're pretty good. If you had a pay rise, would you stop stealing stuff from work and that sort of thing?
Probably.
You probably would stop.
I probably would stop.
But so you'd stop, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Two confessions.
Peter, if you got a pay rise, would you stop stealing stuff from work or?
Would I stop stealing stuff from work?
Would you stop stealing stuff from your office?
Well, not that I do anyway, but.
If you've suddenly got extra money, you wouldn't need to, so.
Well, I don't anyway, so.
But just to clarify, if you did, if you got a big pay rise, you would stop. You wouldn't steal stuff from work.
Of course I wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't need to anyway.
No.
Oh.
If you had like a big pay rise at work, would you stop stealing stuff?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
No. You'd still keep.
Yeah.
Keep stealing. So you're a thief?
Huh? No, I said I wasn't.
You said you were.
We went through this. You can't steal anything. How can you steal anything from work?
A few little things, a few little bits on the side.
But what would you say?
Stapler, notepads.
Staplers and notepads.
Do you have any use for a stapler at home? What are you going to staple?
She does have a good point there, though. Like, what are you going to staple at home, you know?
I've got an amazing stapler at home. It's, like, clear with coloured staples.
What do you staple, please?
Just, like, sometimes I staple, like, magazines and stuff.
Right.
Why would you staple magazines?
Sorry, Mark, what was that again?
Why would you staple magazines?
Yeah.
If you've got nothing else to staple, just, you know.
In case you never want to read them again.
Yeah.
I got one stuck in my nose once, a staple.
Why on earth are you trying to staple your nose?
Don't do this at home. I'm doing a Britain's Got Talent style warning now. This person is about to try and choke themselves to death, but don't do it at home. I just stapled myself to see what it was like. Don't do that, please, but it really hurt. It really, really hurt, and it's really dangerous. But it actually went in my nose. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so did it have BBC written on it, your stapler?
No, it's a special one.
Has it got BBC written on it, though?
No.
Right, because then you've taken that from work as well, haven't you?
No, they're unbranded.
Right, I'm just checking. I liked on that one how their voices got higher and higher, this clip.
No, I said I wasn't.
You said you were.
We went through this.
You said you were.
And I actually really feel for this girl if she's ever arrested for anything quite serious.
If you had like a big pay rise at work, would you stop stealing stuff?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
No. You'd still keep.
Yeah.
Keep stealing. So you're a thief?
Huh?
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, well, hang on a second, there are only four people there on Stupid Street. Well, don't worry. Here comes number five, and this is where Smooth Talking Dan.
I really think you need to stop calling him.
Why?
That. There's a lot of people worried about the abbreviation that he might have now got.
Yeah, what's wrong with STD? That's fine.
Maybe not in the office.
Smooth Talking Dan. That's what we call him in the office. He probably doesn't know that, but we do,
what,
Dan.
STD?
We do call you that. Anyway, this is where Dan meets a model, okay?
OMG.
Check this out for flirting on Stupid Street.
What's your name?
Kyla.
Kyla, I like that, your hat.
Thanks.
Nice hat. Where are you from?
From Canada.
If you had a big pay rise at work,
yeah,
would you sort of stop stealing stuff
from the office and things like that, or?
I don't really get to steal anything from the office.
But if you had a pay rise, you'd stop.
I don't have anything to steal from the office. I'm a model, so there's like expensive clothes and stuff, and I wouldn't get away with it.
You're a model, which is great. So.
No, I've never stolen anything. Fine. They've given me a pair of socks, though.
Socks?
Yeah.
What type of socks?
They're from H&M.
Fine. Good. All right. Well, thanks very much. So yeah. Just to clarify, you do steal sometimes?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
Tried to spin that out as long as he could, didn't he, really, before she walked off. I like that, though.
I like the way he played it cool.
I'm a model, so there's, like, expensive clothes and stuff, and I wouldn't get away with it.
You're a model, which is great, so...
You're a model. Great. Okay. So that's how to do it. That's the chat-up technique right there.
I like that. Your hat. It's a nice hat.
Anyway, I would say that it was, two out of five people there kind of admitted to theft, didn't they?
Three.
What?
There were three.
There were three?
Yeah, I believe so.
Won anyway, so don't...
Yeah, you've won anyway, so just...
Continuing the dream.
Continuing the dream. Yeah, exactly. Oh, what's the curtain? Next one. You know Jamie Oliver, Mark?
I do know Jamie Oliver.
Do you watch his shows?
I don't.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of cooking.
Right. Well, you'd have to be... I can't cook to save my life. I still like to watch other people do it well. Okay.
I prefer that too.
Jamie Oliver was in Andalusia the other day on his show. That's in Spain. And what's good about Jamie is he pronounces everything as it's supposed to be pronounced. So instead of saying Andalusia, like we would... Andalusia. Like that.
That's not how they say it in Spain,
Andalusia. Gracias. He does all that. And he was cooking some chorizo and other things like that.
Are you just using your flatmate impression, and claiming also, it's Jamie Oliver? Because it sounds quite similar.
It's Spanish flatmate. Oh. He also made a big paella, for the Spanish people. That's nice of him, because I bet they don't have that very often in Spain. Thanks for turning up and cooking something we have most days, Jamie. Thanks for that. Anyway... So, baby, that show was amazing. Some of those recipes, baby.
Did you just call me baby?
Yes, there is a reason for it, though.
Oh, right.
And that's because he said baby a lot on his trip to Andalusia, cooking the paella. So, how many times did Jamie Oliver say baby on the show, Mark?
I'm going to say six, baby.
Okay, baby. And Becky?
10.
Okay, let's find out. Here's the amazing Jamie Oliver, baby.
Basically, whatever country you come from, when the tomato's good, it's time to make this little baby. It's so refreshing,
one.
So good. You know, half of one of those little babies will do.
Two.
And then I like to pick some little baby leaves.
Three.
Angle that little baby.
Four.
And put in the garlic. So it kind of spices this little baby.
Five.
And we'll slice up a nice red pepper. And then in with these little babies.
Six.
Let's plate this little baby up. Have a look at that baby. Let's plate this baby up.
Eight.
Look at that little baby.
Okay, we're saying... Oh, I think 10. There was 10 there, definitely. Definitely 10. Was there, though, Becky?
Yes.
No, there was 9. No, don't put both hands up with the finger stretch out and go 10, because you said 10.
Well, don't ask me to count, then,
right,
I'm taking
9.
Part in the game.
9, so you get a point. Good for you.
Is it just me, or did that sound really weird? Like, he was cooking actual...
Now, when you listen to it again, like... Put together, it is quite sinister, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jamie Oliver cooking babies. This is the Jamie Oliver...
For a baby?
Huh?
Is he cooking for a baby?
I don't know, it just sounds like Jamie Oliver's cannibal cookbook to me, if you listen.
Basically, whatever country you come from, when the tomato's good, it's time to make this little baby. It's so refreshing, so good. You know, half of one of those little babies will do. And then I like to pick some little baby leaves, angle that little baby, and put in the garlic. So it kind of spices this little baby.
Right, your last one. We've been talking about how rubbish boys are at crying. And we had this clip from this American reality TV show.
No!
proving that men cannot cry very well. Girls do it brilliantly, as we also found out earlier. Now, we wanted to see if people that we know at Radio 1, and one in particular, if they're really heartless or whether they do have some compassion and would be considerate if somebody, let's say that man, was crying down the phone. So what we did was we called Greg James on air, while he was on air earlier, and cried down the phone really badly. It's a simple question. With a man crying down the phone, would Greg James show any compassion at all? Simple question. Yes or no, Becky?
No.
No compassion for a man crying?
I think he might just laugh. In a nice way, but...
What about you, Mark?
I think Greg's a nice man, so I'm going to say yes.
He is nice.
He seems lovely.
If someone cries, then you... At least you ask if you're all right and stuff, don't you? All right, let's find out.
Oh!
Here is us calling Greg James with the crying man. Let's see if he's compassionate or really not.
Hello, studio.
Hello, is that Fiona Bruce?
Huh?
Is this Fiona Bruce?
Who do you want?
Fiona Bruce.
Okay.
Is Fiona there?
Neil, can you take this? Hello?
Can I speak to Fiona Bruce, please?
Fiona Bruce? You might want to try BBC News. I think it's extension 100 for the old switchboard there. Yeah, extension 100. Ask for Fiona there. Bye-bye now.
What a mean man that producer Neil is, eh? But I'm saying that Greg was compassionate because he passed the phone over to Neil.
But you can hear him laughing in the background.
No, only afterwards when we played the crying.
And is Neil a trained counsellor?
I think you're fine. 100 is the operator. So, I kind of want to give the point to you, Mark.
Well, you're the boss.
That's right. It's my name by them doors. And I'm saying that you can stay on till tomorrow.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott.
How's that make you feel?
Bye.
It makes me feel wonderful.
Yeah, man. Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Not only doing this, he says continuing the dream again.
Go on.
Oh, continuing the dream?
Yes, speak to you tomorrow.
What's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.